Okay, today's daf is daf Lamed Dalid, and we're holding actually in the middle of Lamed Dalid Amud Aleph. So we had spoken about the approach of Rava, the original approach of Rava, as to how is it that it's possible for the Shomer to be Zeicha in the Gevel and in the Dalid V'Hei, considering that Ein Adam Makneh Davar Shelo Ba Le'Olam. So Rava's first approach was that when he gives it over to the Shomer, it's assumed that in the act of the Mesira, he's saying, in the event that you end up paying for this, instead of taking me by having to schlep you to court and give me a shvuah, I'm giving this to you now. So we had a problem. Rabbi Zera's problem was, so what happened to the Gizot and Vladot? And we had to add bandages to that. Well, it's as if he said, Chutz B'Gizot, and there's a reason for that, because it's an analysis of the psychology and so on. Now there's another approach, and the other approach, Yikidi Amri, another approach says that Rava said not that at the moment that he handed him over the Pora, he was giving it to him. It's not that. It's that Yikidi Amri Amar Rava Nasika Ermin Loi, Lishik Tiganev, if it is said, Utishalmini, then Samuch Lignava Taknu Yalaka. Not now, but rather when it's in your rishut, at a time that it is about to be stolen, I am giving it to you at that moment, on condition that indeed you pay me. So this is similar to a get prior to death. If I'm about to die, then the get should be chal at that point. So here too, the kinyan indeed is only chal immediately before the geneva. Therefore we don't have a problem of the gizot and the vladot. My benayu, what would be the difference between the two approaches? Well, I mean, the obvious difference is that we save ourselves the kasha of Rabbi Zera about the gizot of Ladot. The problem is that we are mistabech, because the other difference between them is inami dekayme ba'agam. So let's say that this animal, and this would be fairly common actually, at the time that it was stolen, was not sitting in the Shomer's house, actually was out in the pasture. And it was a public pasture, so he had sent it out to the Agam. So now, the instant before the Geneva, he can't be kainet in the Agam because it's not in his chotzer. So if that would be the case, we would have to analyze where the animal was at the time of the Geneva in order for us ever to be able to be certain that the Shomer would be zayich of the Geneva when the Dalet Vav. So although this teretz of Rava does avoid that the issue of the gizos of Vladois, you can see why it wasn't top on his priorities, this approach. Okay, that brings us now to the two dots, Shilem velo ratza lishava. When the Mishnah says that in a case where the Shomer pays and doesn't take the recourse to the Shvuah, doesn't mean that he has to literally give over the money, hand it over. Lo shilem shilem mamash. Ela kivan she'amar hareni mishalem. Af al pi shelo shilem. He is considered to be, at that point, fulfilling the condition, which is innate in the original giving over of the pikadon to the shomer. And at that point, he's zercha in it an instant before. Because basically it's an understanding that, look, if you've agreed not to go to court and we can settle this amicably, then this is what I want to do for you. In return, of course, for you doing the shmirah for me. I mean, obviously I'm not just handing it to you, but I feel I owe you something. And if this is the way you're going to treat me kindly, then I want this to be my little gift to you, that you should be zoche in the kefil. Now, the Gemara asks from the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says, Tnan, Shilem v'lo ratza lishava. Now, I mean, I read that as Shilem, which means you paid it. So Shilem in lo Shilem lo. I mean, obviously, if the Mishnah had an option to tell you a bigger kiddush, you know, Amar hareni mishalem, that would be enough. Why wouldn't it say that? Why would it say Shilem? Must mean that it's literally Shilem. It really says Rabbi Yochanan. Ema seifa, nishba v'lo ratza lishalem. That the only time that we contrast it in the Sefer is where the guy ends up swearing and refuses to pay. So over here you're telling me it's only because of lo ratza. But if he was actually ratza, then that would be enough. I mean, so obviously the Mishnah is leaving the middle condition unaddressed. The Mishnah is not talking about this point. Just take the extremes. If he was Shilaim, this is the din. If he was Nishba, that's the din. Now, what if he said, I would be Mishalim? I'm telling you, says Rabbi Yochanan, that if he says, I'll be Mishalim, then it was on that basis that the Baalim were willing to give over the rights to the Kefa. So you could darshan here the end of the Mishnah, Taima Dolo Ratza. But the moment he would be Ratza, Afa Bishalor Shilaim, nonetheless he would be Zarecha Bekefa. So clearly, Mihalegal Mishma Amina. Don't try to be Medayik in the Mishnah. In fact, Tani Kavati Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brayta that tells us like Rabbi Yochanan, and it says as follows. Asukher parami chaviro v'nigneva. V'yomar hala hareni mishalem v'ini nishba. So someone rents. Okay, I mean, obviously the case in the Mishnah may not have been rental, but it would be the same halacha. We're going to see in the Gemara what the did would be legabe yeshoel, who doesn't really have many options to drag a guy to court. But in this case, so somebody rents a para, it's stolen, and he says, well, I'd rather pay. And then, which means that all that happened over here is the guy said, Areni Mishalem, he didn't pay, and that's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan had said. Saying I'm going to pay is already mezaki you. If the ganav is found before you end up paying, is already mezaki you in the case. Omer Papa Shabachina, Kivan Shamar Pashati, Makala Kvela. Let's start at the top, you know. Every Shomer, obviously, there's a range here of what he could say that would get him out of the pickle, and what he says that actually forces him to pay. So let's start with the Shomer Chinam. The Shomer Chinam, he, in order to be Chayev, would have to say, look, I was negligent, and, you know, I'll pay. So if he says, Pashati, at that point, Makdan Lekvela, because after all, he always had the option of dragging you through the mud. All he needed to say was, it was Gnigneva. So Igavoi Potanav should be Gnigneva. A Shomer Socher. A Shomer Socher who says it was stolen. Now, a Shomer Socher, of course, is Chayev if it was stolen. So if he says it was stolen, at that point, he's Zocher to the Kefa. Why? Because he could have timed it. It was hit by lightning. It fell. Whatever. So Igavoi Potanav should be Shvuv and Meta. But a Shoel, on the other hand, if a Shoel says, all right, I'm going to pay. So why would the owner feel a Shoel is doing him any favors? Lo makdelik fela. Because anyway, b'may havi leilam bifter nafshe, what could it, a Shoel is responsible even for an act of God. So if it's hit by lightning, the Shoel is going to have to pay. So he couldn't have really said, the only thing he could have said was meita machmat melacha. That's the only thing that the Shoel is patur. I mean, after all, I borrowed your cow, your ox, in order to work with it. And it goes, it gets a heart attack on me from work. I mean, that wasn't the purpose of the work. So over there, the terrorist says, Enoch Yinami, if he doesn't do the job. So then, you would be putter. The thing is, though, that the owner does not feel any hakarat tova for the Shoel's not saying that. Because he feels that that is really a tough one. I mean, he's not going to get away with that. People are embarrassed to say that. It looks awfully suspicious. Because Meitam Akvat Malacha Lo Shkiyach. He's going to be very hesitant to use that excuse. And therefore, he doesn't have much of a choice. That's what the owner feels. Now, Ikiri Amri, others say that, no, actually, what Rav Papa said was the opposite. That Amr Rav Papa Shoel Nami, Kivan Shamah Reni Mishalim, Makri Makvela, even a Shoel, the owner gives him the Kefa. Why? Because he boy put an option meitam machmat malacha, he does have an option. His option is meitam machmat malacha. Omar le Rebbe Zvid. I'll tell you one thing though. That Achiam Rabbi, what Abaya said was that you may be willing to say that when it comes to the other cases, shechinam, the shemer socher, the socher, that over there all he has to do is to agree to pay, like Rabbi Yochanan said, and he's in. Then the guy's ready to let him have the kefa. But by the Shoel, the fact that he said, I will pay, that he's not going to be mocked in the kefa. So, but the Shoel, it's only until he actually does pay. Ach yeshalei, my timer. Holy of the chol hana'ah shalom. Midibura lo mocked. Look, I mean, the guy, he's not paying for anything. He's taking advantage of the owner. I mean, I feel he's doing me a favor, you know? Why should I give him the kefal? I mean, when I actually get the money and it's off of my mind, it's okay, you know what? Forget about it. I want to hear from it again. It's a loss. I write it up. I took what I can out of it. I would have liked to have my part. You paid me for it. Gig is untied. Anything that comes out of it from this point on is yours. But the fact that he does you the great favor of not dragging you through the court system to get back your para, where anyway he wasn't even paying you for. You did him a favor. You don't feel indebted to him in any way. So over there, he's not going to be mocking him the kefal just because he said it. B'dibura lo mocking like fela. He wants to see some action. He doesn't want to see promises. Tanya gavasi derev zvid. Indeed, we have a brighter like that. Hashoel parami chaviro v'nigneva. V'kideim hashoel v'shileim. Here it says beferish. He goes ahead now, and he jumps up, kideim, and he pays. And then nimtza ganav, v'sharim tashlumei kefal, lashoel. Let me ask you, l'lishna kamadar of Papa. I mean, where Papa said originally, that, well, what's he going to say? Remember the first Lashon of Papa. The guy feels he really didn't have any type of option over here, did we? And here it says that Lamaisa, the Shoel, gets the Kefal. Doesn't that show that Rav Papa is wrong? That even a Shoel gets the Kefal? Because apparently he did have an option? Yeah, that's all very nice. But it's certainly not a Tiyuvta. Because, I mean, he wasn't talking about the case where he paid. He was talking about the case where he said he's going to pay. So over there, what Rav Papa could say to you is, look, all I said was that saying I'm going to pay is not enough because the guy doesn't really feel threatened. But Lamaisa, the actual money in hand, he'll react properly to the shoel also and say, you know what, let him keep the kefal, let him keep the dalet v'heh. So that for sure is not a tiyufta, but I'm troubled over here, the second lashon. But lalishna batra lemetavi tiyufta, because, I mean, the question over here is, the shilem, does that mean that it's necessarily that he was shilem? Because Reb Zvid said that according to Abaye, he would have to actually pay it. Whereas Reb Papa said, the Shoel only needed to offer to pay it in the second Lashon. And here it says, if the Shoel pops up and pays it, then, and only then apparently, does he get the Kefal. Now that seems to show that Rav Zvid is right and Rav Papa's second Lashon is wrong. He has to actually pay, not say he's going to pay. Amalcha Rav Papa, can I understand what your problem is? The Mishnah said the same thing. That was the first question you asked, right? First question was the Mishnah. You asked this on Rabbi Yochanan. Forget about me. Rabbi Yochanan said the Shem Rechina, who says I'm going to pay, that's enough. Right? And you said that in a case, the Mishnah says, well, if he was Shilein, the Lord Ratzali Shabbat, not he said he would be Shilein. And Rabbi Yochanan said it doesn't mean that. It means that he said he was going to pay. So why is this a bigger question on me than the Mishnah was on Rav Papa, on Rav Yochanan? It's the same exact lashon. So I just, stop, leave me alone. So mi'alimim is the mi'matitin, diktani shilem. The Mishnah said shilem, and everybody was very happy to make Rav Papa work out. Everybody was very happy that the Mishnah would be talking about that ba'amar. He said, but he didn't really pay. No. So I'd say that's what it means over here. When it says shilem, it means he was amar. No, wait. Big difference. In the Mishnah, it just said shilem. It didn't say kideim v'shilem. Now, kideim means he jumps up and becomes very proactive. There's a big difference between saying shilem and saying kideim v'shilem. Because if it's kideim v'shilem, it means that he proactively offered the money. It's a whole different sense to the language. So, hatam lo katani kideim. Haka katani kideim. Means he took the bull by the horns. Yeah. So, I mean, maybe kidain means he jumped up and he said, I'm going to take care of it for you. Don't worry about a thing. But why does it mean he jumped up and he gave him the money? I mean, it could still mean that he was proactive in terms of the offer. Nobody had to ask him anything. He just went ahead and he said, don't worry about a thing. I'm going to take care of it. Well, now, no. I don't accept that because contrast the language by the socher and the other shomri. So what does it say over there? There, what it said by the socher, right? We had two completely different lashonos, because midiktoni gaba socher the amar, and gaba shoel it says kidem. Doesn't say, why didn't it say kidem before? If kidem is just a figure of speech, don't worry about it, I'll take care of it. That's how you say it. Kidem, the amar is exactly what it would mean by kidem v'shilem. So then why didn't it use the same figure of speech when it's talking about the socher? So obviously, here it means something different than it meant there. So by the case of the socher, indeed it meant that he offered. But the case of the shoel, it meant that he actually handed over the dough. So you're saying, Shmarim Adavka Katani. I mean, look, Braitot are written by many different people. The fact that one Tana has one style and the other Tana has another style, that proves something. I mean, if these two Braitot were right up against each other, and then you'd say, look at this. Here's a contrast. I would take it seriously. I mean, you pick a Brait out of a hat, and then you prick a bride out of a shoe. And now you say, look, I see a contrast. I don't take that seriously. Mide gabi hadadi tanya. Were these brides set one next to the other? That they discussed these two sugyot? Well, what they did was, guys in the yeshiva didn't like that. So they went and they looked through the computer records by asking the tanoi of Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Oshaya, who were the ones who had ordered to organize the braitot. Right? So they asked them, were these braitot just random and then you just arranged them? Or they had actually come in together? And he said, oh, actually they came in together. Gabi Adari Tanya. So that answer is not going to work. Actually, Gabi Adari Tanya. Okay, fine.
Once they're arranged,
doesn't it... Yeah, it's not a fatal... It's not fatal, but it's no longer as hopeful for a papashit. Now, the Gemara is now going to list 11 separate questions, one following the other, with sort of imtim tzolomas in both that, without ever saying imtim tzoloma. But it's building. It's building one thing on another thing. So starting at the beginning, let's take the given, pshita. If a guy starts off by saying, Eini mishalem, you know, I'm not going to pay. And then he says, okay, never mind. I'm going to pay. So then, okay, there's no reason, just because the guy was angry initially, the owner, and when he said, I'm not going to pay, that even now that he says, I am going to pay, that he's not going to give him the kefil. Because, okay, I'm Eini mishalem. Bottom line was, he's ready to pay, and therefore the owner's happy. Fine. But my question is like this. I'm not the other way around. How about if a guy offers to pay? So at that point, the guy's very happy. Is makne him the rights to the kefil? And then he turns around and he says, I changed my mind. The chazer amar eini mishalei. So then what happens? My. Miyam rinan maharaka haderbe. Do we look at this as an actual change of mind and now the guy indeed is going to have to take him to court and so on? Now the Rabbeinu Tam suggests that for the very fact that we could entertain such a notion, that it seems to be that indeed he could change his mind, and that we don't view the acceptance of the arrangement as being the equivalent of a court decision to that effect. Because otherwise, I mean, what are we discussing? But the truth is that afterwards, Tosafos brings that Rabbeinu Tam wrote a teshuvah in which he took it back. And he says, actually, it wouldn't even matter, Legabe, the question that we'd have over here. Because his rayas from other cases, he was mechalik between. So the question over here is, do we view this as an actual chazora? Or do we say that, look, he's just being dechiyuka matchele. He doesn't have the money to pay now, but it's not viewed as his actually having changed his mind. So that if 10 minutes later the ganav is found, and the guy says, I mean, come on, I already told you I'm going to pay you. So then in Achinami, we view the original kinyan that he had in the thing that was nignav in the pikadon as still binding. And how about this? Suppose he says, I already mishalim, and then he dies. before he pays. Now his kids say, we're not going to pay. We don't know what this is all about. I mean, you know, you didn't do anything for us. So what about there? Mi amrina ma'adraka hadribu. Is it that indeed he's going to drag this guy through hell? You know, the question is, did he leave the chasim? Was there already a chiyuv? Was there a lien? And so on. Odima b'mita davu en kaime. Or do we say, look, generally speaking, children do not take something that the father gave the word, his word to, and then just turn it around. It's just that they don't want to deal with it now, is what it means. Then I have another question. Suppose the children pay. In other words, the question over here was not that the Baalim had an opportunity. The Baalim died, and then it was Nignab. So the Shomer now, the children now, they say, we'll take care of it. It's okay. So the father wasn't even given the opportunity to pay. He died. So now what? Do we say, look, man, this idea is not just because somebody didn't make me take him to court. It's because I feel a connection to the person. He did me favors. We have a relationship. We've had a long-term relationship. I don't even know you. Why would I give you the kefil? It's not automatic that you give kefil just because somebody did what he needed to do and didn't make you drag him into court. So, I was willing to give the kefil to your dad because we were friends. But leditchu lo, I don't know you and have no intention of giving you the kefil. Do we say that actually the kefil, it's included that if in the end your family takes care of it, gesunter hey, just please let me forget about it and get my money and walk out of here. How about the other way around? How about the balabayit dies? And then, after the balabayit dies, it's stolen, and the shomer tells the children, don't worry about it, I'll take care of it for you. And he's going to return the money to the children, mine. Matzu amrele, can they, the children, and then the ganav is found, of course, and now the shomer wants to keep the kefil. Can the children say, now wait a minute, we had no intention of being makne you, this animal, because ki akne lecha avuna kvela, diavadat l'necha nafshe. Look, the only reason that our father would have given you the kefil, as the Mishnah said, is because you were friends. But, I mean, we don't know you. How about if both die, the balabayit and the shomer, and now the banim pay the banim? How about that? How about shilei mechza mai? How about if he pays part way? He said already mishalem mechza right up front. So is that at least there's something that they're getting, and therefore there's a haknah of the kefil or not? What about if there's two separate animals? He will show a shtei parot. He pays one of the parot. Is that sufficient to be marked? And this, of course, is an imtim tzuloima. In other words, if you're going to tell me mechza doesn't help, how about if there are two separate animals and he pays the one? Would we say that in that case, it's like a separate deal? Or do we say, since both of them were given to him at the same time, we look at that as the total value? How about a case like this? How about if Sha'al Menas Shutafim? There were two owners of a para. He borrows the para, and one of the Shutafim that he's friendly with, he pays. But the other one, he doesn't pay. So what about there? Is there, like, part of the kefil that's given to him, or what? Well, how about the other way around? How about Shutafim that borrowed, and one of the Shutafim pay? Is this dealt with an aggregate, or is it dealt with as giving that shutaf the right to the kefil? What about if sha'al min ha'isha v'shileim leba'ala? Guy borrows something from the woman, and now this is nichsei malul. And so what's the halacha over there? The rights to the working is really the husband's rights. So therefore, when he borrows it, there's two different issues. He's got the goof of the para, which is owed to the isha, and he's got the working of the para, which has been given to him. that is going to be the baal. In this case, it's stolen and he pays back the baal. So over there, do we view that as having paid or not? How about if a woman borrows and her husband pays? Does he feel that he's granting to the borrower the kefa? In all of these cases, my take. Omer Avuna, look, I got one chiddush I want you to know. You know, in all of these cases where he's saying, I'm going to pay and I'm not going to take a shvua. Well, guess what? He is going to take a shvua anyway. Because how do we know that he's not hiding that animal in his barn? Thank you very much for wanting to pay. You know, that was a prize bull, and I don't want to sell it. And I have a suspicion that you may have it. So you're being very, very honest and straightforward. Don't worry about a thing. I'll take care of it. I want you to swear that it's not in your rishus. That's a separate issue. You don't have to swear that you weren't shaleach boyad because you're going to pay. You don't have to swear that you weren't pesheah because you're going to pay. But how do I know that you don't have it? Therefore, time is Ravuna. Mashbiino toshua she'inav reshuto. My time, chayshina shema einav natanba. Maybe he likes it after using it for a couple of weeks. Maybe. Interesting question that we have on Ravuna's approach. Hamalve et chaviro al hamashkon. The avad hamashkon. A guy makes a loan based on a mashkon. So now he has security for his loan. Now the mashkon disappears. He says, Amarlo, well, Sela Ilvitifa, love. Look, I lent you a Sela, but it was only worth a half a Sela. It was worth a shekel. But, okay, I'll deduct a half a shekel from the loan for the loss of your mashkin. I'm responsible. And the other guy says, oh, no. It was a Sela that you lent me, and it was worth a Sela. So I don't owe you a penny. You lost the mashkin, which covers the loan in total. So then he's a kofra bakol, basically. Kofra bakol doesn't have to take a shvua, and he's putter, right? Now, how about if the guy says, Sela hilviticha lev shekela yashava. I lent you a Sela, and it was worth a half a Sela. And the other guy says, no. Sela, yes, you lent me, but it was worth 75 cents, three quarters. Shlosha dinarim. So now, what are they arguing about? The 25 cents, right? But that's a motor b'mikzas, because he's saying, yes, I do owe you, but I don't owe you 50 cents. I don't owe you the two dinner. I owe you one dinner. So, halom eloke ala sela v'tichalav, and in fact, the dinner was with shlosha dinarim ayashav. So then he has to, actually, he would be chayim, because in that case, he's a motor b'mikzas. Sela elvitani alav means chayim v'shvu, of course. Sela elvitani alav, how about the other direction? The lova says, okay, you know what? You owe me money now because you lent me a Sela and I gave you something that was worth two Sela'im. Shnayim ayashaveh, you owe me a Sela. And the other guy says, no, it was worth exactly what I lent. Hala amelo. Ki ala Sela ilviticha Sela ayashaveh, that's all that it was worth. And so we're even Stephen, right? So then he's potter because obviously he's a kofra bakol. Gentlemen, here's the cute case now that is going to end up being very cleverly designed to show us that Ravuna is wrong. This is really cute. So look at this. If he says, Sela Hilvitani Alav, you lent me a Sela and it was worth two. Shayim Ayashavet. The other guy says, no. Actually, it was worth, I agree, it was worth a little bit more. It was worth five dinarim instead of four. But it certainly was not worth 8 dinari. So I'm only going to pay you 25 cents. And he still wants his entire dollar, so to speak. So what happens over there? So then, fuck, obviously he's not a kofra, but he's a motor b'mitzvah. And there is chayav on a shvua. Now, who takes the shvua? Mi nishba, mi isha pikadon etzlo. Surprisingly, the one who takes the shvua is the one who actually has the pikadon in all cases. Why is this? Shema Yishavaze, because this whole thing may be designed to embarrass the other person. Suppose the guy swears, no, this is what it was worth. You sure about that? Yes. You ready to take a shvuah? Absolutely. Take a shvuah. Okay. Here it is. It wasn't lost. Gentlemen, what is it worth? Do you see this guy is an absolute filthy liar? Potsel le'edus. Potsel for shvuah.
That's a forgery.
Here it is. This is your watch. So we don't want a situation like that to develop. Tosfos says, well, why the heck not? I mean, so, what, we're going to make a takana that the other guy should swear because we're trying to help out Ramahim? I understand. Let the guy always take into consideration, you know, you never know, I better tell the truth. I mean, why should we have the other guy swear? So Tosfos says it's because of the zilzal of the shvuah. That's the point. It's like we're setting up a situation where we're exposing the shvuah sheker. Okay. But in any event, let's just read this inside. Ask the Gemara, because we're afraid Shami Shomazav Yotzi Allah Tapikadon, the other guy will take it out of his pocket, and that's terrible. So then, it's sort of like a shvuah shav. So now, I want to know, what case is it talking about when it's giving us this reason? I mean, Ilema Seifa. If it's talking about the Seifa, I mean, the reason over there that the Malva swears is because he's the one that's being kaifer. He's the one that's made of a mixas, right? So obviously he'd have to swear even without this very brilliant insight. So typically the shvuah gotta be malvahi anyway, because he's the one that's being made of a mixas atana, that indeed the mashkan was worth more than the long. So they can't be referring to that case. Ela amar shvuah, obviously the chiddush over here is on the resha, meaning my resha on the sefer of the resha. The second case of the four in the Mishnah. I mean, so the second case of the Resha, which was, the guy is saying, I lent you a sela, it was only worth a half a sela, and the other guy says, no, it was worth actually three quarters. So, lo, kela sela, vitani alav, and it was worth 75 cents. So over there, it says he's chayev. Now, mi'ikur adin, who should be the one that swears over there? Obviously, the loan, right? Because he's the one that's saying that I already paid you back most of the loan. The other guy says, no, you only paid me back half the loan. Okay. And comes along the Rabbanan to say, Lomer Rabbanan, no, in that case, we're going to reverse the shvuah. And we're going to have the malva swear instead of the loan. And then we will accept the malva steina because we don't want the malva to pick it out of his jacket pocket and make a fool of everybody, right? Okay. Now think about this for a moment. Why? Because if the lova swears, which is what is supposed to happen, so then Shema Yishavaze, the Yotzi Halata Pikadon, because then he may take out the Pikadon to show that he's a big phony. But wait a minute. Rav Huna said that when you claim that a pikadon was lost, you have to swear that it's not in your rishus. So if the malva swore that it's not in his rishus, how could he take it out of his jacket pocket to accuse the other person of being a barefaced liar, where he just took a shvuah and is now exposing himself as a liar? Brilliant, right? So in this case, im ita the Rav Huna, if what Rav Huna said is true, so then the malva would have had to already take a shvuah. Even the mishtaba malve she'ina v'rishuto, he had to take a shvuah, it's not in my pocket. How could he possibly take it out of his pocket to show it? Heichi matzi mafikla. Now this seems to be proof positive that no way can Rav Huna be right. Oh my Rav, why do you say that? Why can't it be talking about that there are aiding that it was burned? Not that he's claiming, and now he has to take a shvuah that's up or shvuah. So, if witnesses exist to say, oh dear, the pikadon is lost, so then obviously he's not going to swear that it's on his rishus. He has witnesses. So then what we're left is with the problem of the exposure of the lova as a phony. So therefore we make the malva swear. That's not so bad. Okay? So that would be the case. That would be the case. Excuse me? Am I asleep or are you asleep? We have witnesses that it was burned, and you're making a takana that he's going to take it out of his pocket if there's witnesses that it was burned. Why in the world are we taking it out of his pocket? This doesn't make any sense. So, how is he taking it out of his pocket if it doesn't exist? Oh, Elam Rav Yosef, okay, you're right about that. There's Aiden that it was Nignava. So, but that means he doesn't have it. So, if you have witnesses that it was stolen, you still have the same problem. Why are you making it that kind of, that he's going to pull something that clearly is not in his rishos? Well, no. He could get so furious and take advantage of this great opportunity to show the Beit Din what an idiot and barefaced liar the Lova is, that he may hire a detective agency, find the ganav, recover the mashkan, and now present it to the court. Now, you tell me what it's worth. So therefore, that we're afraid of. The Torah umaitele, he is going to now go out of his way to bring it back and show it to us. This is brilliant. How we overlook every question. It seems so reasonable when you say it. And then you realize, well, this doesn't make any sense. The whole issue was, this is crazy. The reason that we were afraid that we should let the Lova swear, right, is because the Malva, after all, is the one that has the mashkin. But now you're saying the Malva doesn't have the mashkin, the Ganav has the mashkin. So if the Ganav has a mashkin, the Lova has just as much of a chance of recovering the mashkin and showing the court what a liar the Malva is. So the whole thing doesn't even make any sense anymore. It was all based on the chashash he's going to pull out of his jacket pocket. Now, but you see, this was salami tactics. Like, little by little, we whittled away your position, and you forgot the main point. The main point was that the Malva is going to show him up. So now you were pushed into a corner, so now you're fetching. I can figure out a way that the Malva will show him up. The problem is that way is just as easy for the Lova to show up the Malva as it is for the Malva to show up the Lova. So it doesn't make any sense. It's the Gemara. So then you could say the same thing the other way around. So Iyafi kimishtabe amalva, let the Lova go and do the same thing. So then Litrak Lova Valaite. Well, no, it's different. It's different. Because the Malva at least knows who the suspects are. Because, he thinks about, let's see, there was that Ozeret in the house, and this friend had come into the house, and he's got a list of 10 people that he knows could be the ganav. Okay, so he at least has where to start doing an investigation. So over there, the matvishlema malva yada man ka'ayav enough bebeite, and therefore he's also the Torah for ma'itila. But the Lova can't even begin an investigation because he doesn't know who's been spotted in the area and who came around. So el Lova miyeda miyada man ayov enafik bebeite the Malva. He doesn't know what's happening in the Malva's house. My benayu yigven akush the Rebbe Zera. The case was kaima ba'agam. He never had a chance to be kaima. Shilem v'lo ratzal ishava. Rebchia Barav, Rebbe Yochanan. Shilem doesn't mean literally shilem mamash. It means kivin sh'amar, v'ni mishalem v'pishlo shilem. Well, the Mishnah doesn't say that. Mishnah shilem v'lo ratzal ishava. Mishmin shilem, in lo shilem lo. Well, eima seifa, nishba v'lo ratzal ishalem. Time of the lo ratzal ishalem. But if it was ratzal v'pishlo shilem, so don't try to bring a raya from here. Like a mishmah amina. Tanik about the Rebbe Yochanan. Hasochil pora mechaverov v'nignivah. V'yoma ahala hareni mishalem v'ni nishba. V'yachakach nimtza ganav, mishalem tashlum kefel la socher. Omer of Papa, shomachinam kivin shomer pashati makin lekvela, diboy patanav shibigneva. Shomer sachar kivin diomer nignivah, makin lekvela, boy patanav shibishvur ometa. But shoel shomer hareni mishalem lo makin lekvela, because anyway, but my avi miftan afshi v'meita machmat malacha, meita machmat malacha lo shkiach. Ikri amri amri papa shol nami kivin shom arini mishalim makin lakvela. Diboy patanavshe bemeitamach matmalacha. Omle rezvi, atoya, ochyom rabaye. The shoel can be kind of kefil, but only at yishalein. My time ahar v'cholanar shalo b'dibur alamak v'kvela. Tanya kabata rezvi, asher opor mechavre v'nigdafa v'gidein, asher v'shileim. And then him tzagana v'sham b'shulme kefil l'shoel. Ve'elilish the comment of Papa v'are lo haviti yuvta. Because he could always say there's a difference between actual payment and promises. But Lalishna Bhadra, where over there he said it was just a function of promise. Lame Tavit Yufta. Amalagar of Papa, why is it any worse than Lalishna? Tanishi Lame, and you said it's talking about Ba'amar. Hachinami Ba'amar. Ah, no, 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 me dami. Atan lokatani kidem. Argatani kidem. Kidem means kidem ve'amar. Clearly there's a difference between them, no? Not necessarily. Actually, and they said, yes, in fact, it was Gabi Hadari Tanya. Now, Pshita Omar Reini Mishalim, the Chazav Omar Reini Mishalim, what's the difference to what he said originally? But what about the other way around, Amar Reini Mishalem, because of Amar Reini Mishalem? My. Do we say, Amar Reini Ma'arika Adabe, Odiyama B'milta Koydechli Adika Matchile, Amar Reini Mishalem Omeit, V'yom Rubanav Enon Mishalmim, My. Mi Amar Reini Ma'arika Adibu, Odiyama B'milta De'avun Kaime, and it's only Dechli Adika Matchile. How about Shilmu Banim, My. Matzi Amlo Ki Aknai Tel Lavuch and Avin Naicha Nafshoi, Lidithu Lo, Odiyama Lo Shna. Shilem levanim mai. Motzu amelak yakel cha avuna. Kfeila di avartale nechanashe. Avala nan le didan lo, odim lo shna. Shomu banim libanim mai. Shilem mechza mai. Shal shte porot vishilem achat mihem mai. Shal mina shutafim vishilem lechad mihem mai. Shutafim shishalu vishilem echad mihem mai. Shal mina isha vishilem lebala mai. Isha shishala vishilem bala mai. Take it. Omer avuna, mashbin oto shvua shenem rishuto, my timer. So then he's a member of Mitzas and he's Chaya. Sela el vitanya lav shayma yashrev ala omer. Well, it was worth a little bit more. But sela viticholav is worth chamisha dinarim. So then he's chayev. Mi nishba, mi shapikadon etzlo. Shami shavazev yotziala da pikadon. Now, which case was that referring to? He must say it for teplay to shvur gavi malvi anyway. Because he's the guy that's being made of a mitzvataina. Ela meshmo, it's clearly going back on the ratio. When I say the ratio, of course, I mean say for the ratio. Selel viticholav shekel yashave halo amel lok el selel viteniyav shloshad dinarim yashave chayev. Now in that case the shvua is gabi love, and nonetheless Rabbanan said lishtava malve because shema yishava zev yotziala pikadon. Now if Ravuna is right, that can't happen because imita Ravuna given him lishtava malve shenim reshuta. How the heck is going to be matzi meifikla? Amar Rava, well. Oh, great. So then Yochmi Echa Maitila. Elomar Vyazov Shiesh Enim Shinignava. So then how's he going to be Maitila? Oh, he'll hire a detective agency. So then Yochmi, you could say the same thing the other way around. Kimishtaba Malve Nami. Why can't the Lord do the same thing related? Because Bishlema Malve Yoda Manka Ayov enough to be paid. Vyazov Torah for Maitila. Mashenka and the Lord doesn't know where to begin an investigation. Miyada manayav enough to be baited the malveh.